Now, moving on, it is to that news, as you've been hearing this lunchtime, that some flights into and out of Ireland have been disrupted by a strike by air traffic controllers in France. The 36-hour industrial action, which began yesterday evening, will continue until tomorrow morning. In a video posted on Twitter, Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary said the airline cancelled around 400 flights across Europe and the UK today and called again for the EU to take action to protect flights flying over French airspace. Michael O'Leary, well, our reporter Diane Connor is at Dublin Airport this lunchtime. Diane, what's the story there?
Well, it's very busy here at this lunchtime, but no disgruntled passenger is turning up to find out that their flights were cancelled, because people learn in advance now that their flights have been affected, so they're not here. But it's quite evident in the departures board. We've seen many flights cancelled to Nice, Biarritz, Basel, Paris, Carcassonne, all Ryanair flights going in and out of France. But as you heard there from Michael O'Leary, it's not about flights going to France and out of France. It's flights flying over France, as he refers to, as overflights. So many other flights being affected right across the Europe and the UK. Ryanair is saying 400 of its flights. Now, Aer Lingus says that it's not being affected today and that like its schedule has remained as is, but it is monitoring the strike in France. And as you said, it goes on until tomorrow morning. So they'll continue to monitor that strike. And in a statement to me just before lunch, Aer Lingus said that it will directly tell passengers if their flights have been affected. Now, Ryanair flights, I don't have the exact number. They haven't been able to say how many flights exactly have been cancelled, but I believe more than a dozen flights from Dublin Airport today.
Now, this is due to end tomorrow, but it's been an ongoing issue, these industrial tensions involving French air traffic controllers. Are there concerns that there could be further disruption over the busy summer months?
Yes, absolutely. That is the fear. And so far this year, French air traffic controllers have staged almost 60 days of strikes. And Ryanair says that's 10 times more than in 2022. We're also hearing of possible strikes in the UK as well, around 30 days, I understand. So I suppose a lot of this is, you know, cross your fingers and hope for the best when you're planning your holidays this summer and hope to get abroad. Now, Ryanair handed in a petition with over a million signatures to the European Commission demanding that it take action to protect the overflights across the union during air traffic control strikes in France in order to keep the skies open, because this is what happens when there are strikes in the likes of Italy and Greece, that the overflights continue. So Ryanair is trying to put pressure on the European Commission to take action, is what Michael O'Leary has called it, to try and prevent a shutdown of overflights.
Diane, thanks very much indeed for that. That's our reporter Diane Connor at Dublin Airport this lunchtime. We'll be hearing about the opening of that case involving Britain's Prince Harry and the Daily Mirror after this short break.